Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk.
This is a journey into sound. A journey which along the way will bring to you new color, new dimension, new value.
Okay, party people in the house, you're about to witness something you've never witnessed before. And y'all will realize that we are the move. So listen close so you all don't miss.
Pop up the volume, pop up the volume.
Let me go a little something like this. Hit it!
Sicker than your average, pop a twist, cabbage off instinct. Niggas don't think, stink, pink gators, my Detroit players. Tim for my hooligans in Brooklyn. That's it, right, it's a head right, Biggie there, every night. Papa been smooth since days of under rules. Never lose, never choose to, bruise, cruise, who? Do something to us, talk, go through us. Girls walk to us, wanna do us, screw us, who us? Yeah, Papa and Pluck. Close like Starsky and Hutch, stick to clutch. Yeah, I squeeze three at your cherry M3. Bang every MC easily. Recently, this friend ain't saying nothing, so I just speak my peace, keep my peace. Cubans with the Jesus piece, with my peace. Packing, asking who want it. They got it, flaunt it, that Brooklyn Bulls, we on it. Miami, D.C., prefer Versace. All three hoes, so is Moschino. Every cutie with the booty, boy, the coochie. Now who's the real dude? Meaning who's really the shit? The Rodgers. Frank White push the stick called the Lexus. LX, 4.5. Bulletproof glass tints if I want some. Gon' blast we first, ask questions last. That's how most of these so-called gangsters pass. At last, rapping about blunts and bras. Some bras, menage a trois, sex and expensive cars. And still leave you on the pavement. Condo paid for, no car payment. At my arraignment, no for the plaintiff. Your daughter's tied up in the Brooklyn basement. Face it, not guilty, that's how I stay filthy. Richer than richer, so you come and get them. Richer than richer, so you come and get them.
Here we go.
TM Hyman, it's the network, TM Hyman Radio, coming to you live out of Tampa, Florida. It's 9:04, just flipped over, 6:04 out there on the West Coast. Big up to everybody. Kev Sue, what's poppin', bro, and that whole Ciora crew. Tonight's topic, hey, we in the news right now, finally, is the trial of Michael Dunn, who's the dude that shot the teenager Jordan Davis in Florida back in 2012. Trial underway. We're going to talk about who this dude really is tonight. Who is Michael Dunn? Shot and killed a young African-American teenager because he had music too loud.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
we're going to get it. It's Black History Month, and so we want to keep all things black at the forefront this month, although we celebrate Black 365 strong up in here. 917-893-9926 is the number you can chime in. All the way live, I think she's on Plant City's in the house.
She's not even here yet.
Not okay. She's having a hard time. I think she has.
Yeah, she's having a hard time getting in on it. Yeah.
Well, y'all hear him. He's here. St. James. What up, bro?
Yo. What's crackly?
What's good? Hey,
you know,
hey, tell
ain't
the
nothing,
people,
ain't nothing.
Tell the people about the joint that you was rocking the other night when a certain somebody came pimping up in the spot.
Yeah, man, it was crazy, yo. Like, I had to go DJ this party somewhere, and it was for this dude that they call Picasso, spelled P-E-E-K-A-S-O. Dude is nice on the urban art tip, like, you know, possibly be the next Basquiat out there. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's that talented. So we was in this spot. I was spinning and everything. Me and my man, shout out to the Kitchen Craig crew, by the way. That was the event I was there for, the Kitchen Craig crew. Shout out Chef JoJo, Chef JR, DJ,
what up,
Chef Sean, and everybody. You know what I mean? Cook it up, Chef. So, you know, I'm in there doing the spot. And then they say, yo, the brat's supposed to be coming through. I was like, you know, yeah, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Because last time I did a function there, they were saying somebody was supposed to be through there and never showed up. So I'm going to go back. Long story short, the brat actually does show up. And then the crazy thing about it was, me and my man looked at each other and was like, yo, you got some of that black music, son? I was like, nah, Duke, I really ain't got too much of that on deck. And it was crazy. Because I'm like, yo, how you supposed to be, you know, a DJ for one, and then, you know, they say the artists may be coming through ahead of time, and you still ain't prepared. That was bonkers, yo. And it was like, we looked at each other baffled, but I was able to smooth it over with the that B-side joint, Biggie and the Brat. I'm going to load that up to the boss.
My number one Brat joint is Funkified.
Funkified. My
right
man
now.
Had that, though.
Probably.
Yeah, he had that joint. So I give him that.
No doubt.
Right.
No doubt.
But it was
no
crazy,
doubt.
Though. She came through, show love. Crazy.
It's, nah, man. I mean, Brat still, I mean, she one of the realest MCs out here, even though, you know, she's not really mainstream no more. She's still one of the realest MCs. Just like a person.
But it was crazy. It was a good look, though. She came through show love and, you know, took a couple pics and was broke out. Said, I'm out. You know, I ain't seen her the rest of the night. But it was a good look, though. It was definitely a good look.
Hey, that is. Hey, who is Michael Dunn? That's the topic tonight. We're talking about the case of Jordan Russell Davis, who was pretty much shot down over loud music back in 2012. We'll keep the conversation going inside Hump Day Wednesday. Or we'll be back. TM Hyman Radio Live. 908.
When he drove across the state line, rapper gone insane, story on Dateline, lost his wits, didn't take his meds, when they pulled him over, this is what he said,
I'm a bad mother man,
shut your mouth,
we'll be talking about
Pharaoh, mashing in that Aston Martin on the Verrazano Narrows, greatest of all time in the latest apparel, 80s baby ladies trade me on some Mercedes. Go tell your favorite rapper, eat a bag of baby dudes. They keep singing the same old song. I'ma bring them the pain for saying the name wrong. Got me going insane, I'ma ask you again. Who put these on top? Putting out that music. Call it pop. Playing them games. Suck the shit. Fuck it around, but they don't know just who they fuck with.
I'm a bad mother man.
Universal. Worldwide. you know my circle. Renegade, on the mic, I might just murk you. Put in a network, cause I can work every verse is a verse.
I'm a bad mother man.
Universal, worldwide, you know my circle. Renegade, on the mic, I might just murk you. Put in a network, cause I can work every verse is a
the
verse.
The best liar told a lie inside a room full of liars. The lie was so exciting that all the liars admired. When the truth walked in the building, every liar retired. Deception was defeated and deceit became deleted. They mad cause they can't stop me. Cause I said swag, I got moxie. Lyrically ecstasy, I got that oxy. Cotton popping, they can't carbon copy, you mock me. Rain, independent off the books. Off the chain, off the hinge, off the hooks. Not a game, I'm not a rook. Y'all know the name, you love the look. Listen, who put these on top? Putting out that music, call it pop. Playing them games, suck the shit, fuck it around, but they don't know just who they fuck with.
I'm a bad mother man.
Universal, worldwide, you know my circle. Renegade, on the mic, I might just murk you. Put in a network, cause I do work, every verse is a verse.
I'm a bad mother man.
Universal, worldwide, you know my circle. Renegade, on the mic, I might just murk you. Put in a network, cause I do work, every verse is a verse. Universal, you know my circle.
TM Hama Radio Live, that's fire right there. Steve, what's the name of that joint?
That was Pharoah Monch, Bad Mother, Shut Your Mouth.
No doubt. Yo, the track
I like
is
that joint.
917-889-3926. 917-889-3926, Jump Water. Wednesday, and they didn't step up in this joint late, but they here on the live from Plant today, that hot chock. Welcome to the show.
What up, people? What up? I finally made it through. I had to kick in the door waving. Well, not exactly the 4-4.
Kick in the door waving.
Whatever. My man's Galaxy.
North Carolina with Burr. What up, mama? Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon in the morning time. Man, I'm knee deep in snow. I'm so glad the house is elevated. The windows are covered.
I saw your picture. Yeah, that was kind of crazy. And
I wish I got like 3 inches out there. It was just crazy like that.
Yeah, it's more than 3 inches.
How much?
I said it's more than three. I have no idea. I just know that the bottom three steps of my house is covered. So it has to be
almost a foot.
Wow.
That almost a foot.
Yeah,
I'm downstairs for nothing. This is about to stay down here. I'll spray the vinegar water tomorrow.
Hey, bundle up.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's the first time you ever heard of a woman not liking 8 to 12 inches. You know what I'm talking about?
It is hump day. Bang, bang, bang.
Oh, wow. Bang, 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 TV game.
Big up to Rodney Jerkins and that dude, Hit Boy, in the studio. Yo, Rodney Jerkins and Hit Boy is like cooking up like something that's straight disrespectful. He said every track he's heard has been straight disrespectful. Now, when somebody refers to a track as disrespectful, you know that's fire.
Rodney Jerkins.
And Hit Boy. Rodney Jerkins has actually tuned in a couple times, and I got a note. I met Rodney out in Dallas last year, and he's actually tuned in, so good to know. Interesting topic tonight. I'm not sure if you all are following this story in the news, but the topic is surrounding pretty much the case of Jordan Russell Davis. Jordan was, born in 1995 and ultimately left us in 2012. Now, you do the math. He was a teenager, and he was shot down by Michael Dunn because his music was too loud. Now, Mr. Dunn's story was that he felt afraid, and ultimately he was afraid of his life And he said that, you know, Mike, that Jordan had a gun, or he saw a gun, you know, with the boys that were in the car that night. We're going to talk about this story, but we're mostly going to talk about who Mr. Dunn is. Now, I'm not sure if you all are just following the news, period, because this trial is 2 years old. It's just going to trial right now. But also here in Florida is a trial, and it doesn't involve an African-American, but nevertheless, a trial going on where a older Caucasian man who happened to be a law enforcement officer, or who used to be a law enforcement officer, actually shot someone for using their cell phone in a theater.
For texting, no less, not even a call, text messaging.
The state of Florida has a lot of attention for wrong reasons, you know, these days. And I'm not going to say these days, just period.
For a while, yeah.
But wrong reasons. We're going to talk about who Mr. Michael Dunn is and just the attitude, the mentality, the lack of respect it appears to be. That there's just a lack of respect for young black lives, period. And we've got to curb this somehow. And I'm not sure how, but tonight, just by, again, just dissecting the profile of this particular person and drilling down on this story, because the trial is underway, and I hope there's justice. But unfortunately, we've seen way too many times where there's really no justice.
Whatsoever.
So my first question tonight to the panel is, are you all familiar with this Jordan Davis Michael Dunn story?
Yes. I am, primarily because I'm a Florida resident, and secondarily because I kind of follow the news a little closely when it comes to stuff like that. So, yeah,
okay,
I know.
So outside of Florida, are you all aware of this story?
Yeah,
I've heard like whispers of it. It hasn't been brought to light as much as probably has been running in Florida, because that's, you know, pressing issues, pressing stuff right there for you guys. But I've heard different light shed on it. Not much, but a little bit.
Okay. I know that the trial was going on, but I remember when it happened, because I know we had touched on it briefly, not even touched on it briefly, but reported it around the time that it happened. But it is sad, and it's not like it just appears to be a lack of regard for African-American males. It is a lack of regard. It is very present in everyday life and has been. It's the only reason I feel like we hear more about it, again, is just the media access we have now, the social media, our communication network. You know, it's hard to hide anything these days. You know, so, I mean, now if we didn't have the access that we have, and say this was 20 years ago, no, I don't think this would still not be brought to light if our communication wasn't where it is now.
Yeah. Well, in what was described as riveting testimony, you know, today, it was, you know, quoted by Mr. Dunn that he really had no choice. You know,
that's crazy.
It was called preposterous. They called it preposterous. But he pretty much stood on the stand today, you know, stated. He just contended that he had absolutely no choice but to actually use his gun and shoot the unarmed teenager over a dispute about the volume of music. Now, he said that Jordan Davis kept escalating this until he had no choice. And this is a testifying statement. He said it was life and death. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to drill down on this particular case tonight, and we're just going to be open and we're going to be honest, but we also want you to be a part. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. It's Black History Month. And again, we're about all things black this particular month. We're going to take a pause for the calls. Come right back. Madam CeeLo Boston, Hot Chocolate, St. James, TM with a network. It's 920.
Real quick before we go into music, I just want to put this out there early that because this is over loud music, I'm going to be playing music that could be played at a loud volume all the time, straight ratchetness all night tonight. Just give examples of what probably, I don't know, what he said he couldn't see. He quoted himself saying he couldn't stand thug music or something like that. Let me give you a sample of that.
We ain't gonna thug them out too much, but I'm not sure.
I know it's gonna be clean version.
Was being played. I don't want nobody to pull no guns out.
We banging out though. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying.
Let's roll.
Here we go. I had peace. I had cues. Don't open doors. Had a house full of stamps. Girl, Jersey Shore, got a thing but Ferrari, Lamborghinis I adore, and I treat them like my boo, not them like they old. Say I love the way you grind, but you shine even better, when I take the time to shine, I'm on my grind, even better, got me hyper than Vallejo, they say they got that, say it's weighing up, like a big bag of potatoes, something about them Fritos, do something to my ego, damn right I'm talking chips, like a big bag of Doritos, with that pistol and that work all day, three amigo, what would it take to brighten up today, 30 kilos, I used to 30 clucker, so you don't know me sucker, I ain't no Tiger Woods, I took the golf ball to Augusta, I hit the highway, rush out, Chris Tucker, I'm riding Dolo, lethal weapon, Danny Glover, I know it's gotta make you wonder, I'm a chain out in the tunnel. 10 years in the game, I ain't keep them going under. The money in my bag, I with the right hand in your face, Benny Hunter. With the right hand in your face, Benny Hunter. Don't make me whip it right hand in your face, Benny Hunter. Gotta make you wonder, I ain't keep them going under. I whip it right hand in your face, Benny Hunter. Yeah, huh? Paula Deen, we in the kitchen. Hey. How many Gio's cooking chicken? Huh? Greg Maddox, yeah, we pitching. They call him Frank Lucas cause he snitching.
Take off. Five doing numbers, got a valet car. Hour 30-minute wait, gotta stand at a bar. No shirt, iced out. Liberace, stand up over the stove, kick it right in front of you. Hibachi. Try to beat the recipe, but they some scrumps. Number lobster for the mobster, yeah. Fish, yell, sound, man, won't be. What's happening? Cook you well done. Filet mignon, scramble the eggs, chop the onions, steak, baby says smell like onions. Rocco the chef, no Raekwondo, karate chop that chicken, taekwondo.
I know it's gotta make you wonder, I'ma chain out in the tunnel. 10 years in the game, I ain't keep them going under. The money in my bag, I whip it right here in your face, Benny Hunter. Whip it right here in your face, Benny Hunter. Don't make me whip it right here in your face, Benny Hunter. Gotta make you wonder, I ain't keep them going under. I whip it right here in your face, Benny Hunter. Yeah, huh? Paula Deen, we in the kitchen. Hey, how many Gio's cooking chicken? Huh? Greg Maddox, yeah, we pitching.
Yeah.
They call him Frank Lucas cause he's snitching.
Combination, give me double right. Poltergeist, got the girl freaking out. Put me on a bar, so I'm a hammer. With it, Bob. City lock, and I got my suit. Pull up in that move. With it, put me on the block, bet I'm selling out. Put me on the boat, yeah, I'm selling out. Got my bank account, hyperventilating. If I say you, that mean I'm penetrating. Real, I represent the south side, I spell it with a F, and the F stand for five.
I know it's gotta make you wonder, I'ma chain out in the tunnel. 10 years in the game, I ain't keep them going under. The money.
My fault. TM Hammer Radio, we're back live with you all. It is 9:25 p.m. up here in
the soon-to-be underneath snow DMV.
Wow.
It's getting crazy out here right now, and I envy you all with the most love I can that live in Florida right now, that are, that have breeze past, the storm has overpassed you or did not come your way.
Oh,
it's
no,
too far.
It was raining. It's raining real bad.
Yeah,
oh,
raining,
hey,
and,
oh,
we're,
hey,
and we're under a tornado watch till like 11.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's raining out there. My fault. You guys never seen rain like this in your life. I apologize.
Hold on. And tornado.
For the minor oversight.
Downplay that. No.
Oh, man, you guys survived Hurricane Andrew, Hugo, all of those dudes back there. So what, man? Don't give me that.
You know,
tornado's nothing. Talk to me. You got a Category 5 coming your way, all right?
Listen,
talk to me.
I'm going to need for you to be mad with the groundhog and not me, okay?
No, I'm not. That groundhog is still about 13% accurate all the time that it comes up. It's either shadow or not. So I don't want to hear that. It's about to get, this is what they call the snowpocalypse up here right now. About to be crazy.
I mean, that nor'easter is nuts. That nor'easter is really crazy. I feel for y'all, definitely. But don't be mad.
It's all good. We'd be all right.
I'm glad I got my snacks yesterday. That's all I know.
I hope you got your snacks yesterday, because the shelves are bare in a lot of states that have got the storm going through them, namely Atlanta.
Don't worry. They thought it was the end of the world, B.
Yo, the corner store always has everything.
Who was that? That was new music from who?
Oh, that was Young Jeezy, Rocco, and 2 Chainz, Benihana. It was like, don't let me whip it in your face like Benihana.
I heard Jeezy. I really didn't know who else was on that track. That joint rocked. We're talking about the case of Jordan Davis, who was gunned down over loud music. By Michael Dunn. Who is Michael Dunn? Is the focus of our conversation tonight. But before we dive deep, I live in a town where they have music ordinances. I actually don't live in a town. I live in a county. There are music ordinances in certain parts where you really can't blast your music at any given time. And you have to be conscious of that. You can get tickets. I'm not sure I've ever known anybody to go to jail over their music being too loud, but I'm sure based on ordinances, jail probably can be enforced. Do any of you live in towns where there are music ordinances, or do you even have a clue of such ordinance?
I'm going to be honest. I live at the edge of York County. And I think I knew that there was an ordinance, but I don't specifically know what the territory that the ordinance enforcement are. So that's where I'm kind of clueless in the game.
Okay.
I can attest to that. I used to live in Atlanta for about 7-8 years, and moving to Atlanta, everybody had a system out there. I mean, it didn't matter what kind of car you had, 84 Nissan Sentra, you had bump in it. So they had certain, like, especially when you came out of, like, the basketball games, I went to Clark, so after the basketball game, my mate had his truck bumping. They towed his whip one time because he had his music too loud. Like, he had his music too loud, they pulled him over to tell him the music was too loud and ended up towing his whip. So I've been in situations like that, and then, like, myself, I was up against, and now all police going to try to use it against you if they know there's an ordinance out there. I've pulled up against some Georgia Tech cops in the middle of the city, and I'm sitting there with my joint banging because, you know, I had a bump of my sister in my car too. They look at me with the turn the volume down signal. They gestured that out the window. I said, what? You ain't even no regular cops. And I just bounced on it. So, you know, I don't know if they really was going to be able to do something, but they'll try to play on that if they know there's some ordinances out there. So to answer your question, yes, I do know about those, and I've experienced that myself.
And so I wanted to start off asking about ordinances because I want to make sure that many of us are conscious of the fact that there are ordinances and laws that actually, you know, govern the volume that's associated with music. Unfortunately, a lot of people don't know. Madam Boston, are you aware of any ordinances in Charlotte? Okay, man. If you're talking, we can't hear you. And since we can't hear you, we will proceed.
Oh, my God, muted. Hey, no. Okay, so,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, no. So here, no, I don't know of any ordinances. But I know in Virginia, like Virginia Beach, I know they have music ordinances.
Absolutely, in Virginia Beach.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to make sure that we, again, this is a very intelligent conversation we're about to have here tonight about a very serious topic. So even though we might make some ignorant statements, I want to start off from the top very intelligent, because if we go straight ignorant at the end, at least we started off intelligent.
Oh, boy.
Now,
we tried.
Now,
we tried.
The laws, most of us know. And we're not ignorant to the fact that there are laws. But to my understanding, Michael Dunn was not the popo. He was not being paid to enforce the law.
No. He was a fellow patron at the establishment where it happened, at a gas station, right?
But, right. Absolutely. But look, so they say that he shot, he let off 10 shots, and that 4 of those shots, the vehicle, while they were trying to get away, while the boys were trying to get away from the shot. So they're saying, like, pretty much, you know, that if the man didn't have the gun, he probably wouldn't have even said anything to those young men.
He wants an action.
You know what I mean? I mean, because they're saying, he was saying, like, yeah, he saw a single barrel shotgun, but they never found, when they searched the vehicle,
they never found anything.
In the surrounding areas, well, right? They never found the gun, for that matter.
No gun was found in the SUV.
No gun.
In the SUV at all. No gun. I mean,
they just found sports gear and stuff like that, you know, because the boys who just came from, I think they just came from playing basketball or something like that.
No, this is the deal. This is Michael Dunn's statement and his perspective on the whole situation. And this is one of many symbols really of cheat the lives of young black men have become, and what is still really a young millennium at the end of the day. This was his statement. Mm-hmm. I have every right of self-defense, and I took it. Now, this man is 47 years old, and clearly he's a 47-year-old Caucasian man. During a lengthy cross-examination today by the prosecutor, Dunn insisted that he had no choice but to shoot the 17-year-old black man because he feared for his life, because Jordan was dangerous and he had found a weapon during the course of the argument. But again, to Zelo's point, there was no weapon found at all.
Right. And he felt disrespected. And, you know, that's the same thing. I mean, it came down to ego, really, because didn't he refer to them as young thugs? You know, and like they said, like in the police report, like he said kids, but then in court he's like young men. You know, it's like, okay, you were threatened by kids or were you threatened by young men? The point is that it was over music, point blank, period. He asked them to turn the music down. They did turn the music down, but it came back up. If you're in a parking lot, I could see if they were sitting in front of his house, in his driveway. That's still, it's no reason.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the bottom line is this. I mean, let's face it. Teenagers who play music loudly, you know, is a phenomenon as old as the invention of music itself. I mean, get out of here. Come on. A sensible person would have ignored the music, went in, purchased what he needed to get out of the store,
and went about his business. Exactly.
And that would have been it.
Yeah. Because that's
so
not
the question
right
tonight,
there.
Again, the question we will continue to repeat is, who is Michael Dunn? And it's not to really, you know, personify, you know, him or the focus on him. It's not even really about him more so than people like him. And people like him who think that they can do whatever they want to do because they don't really value. I hate to just say they don't value young black lives. I hate to say that, and I don't want to say it, but just because you don't value life, I feel more comfortable saying that, although we know.
And
but we're losing a lot of young black kids this way, and there doesn't seem to be any justice that's parallel with what's taking place.
Okay, but let's not leave out the portion where they're saying that he went back after the shooting. The man, Mr. Dunn, went back to his hotel, ordered pizza, and then went to sleep, and then contacted the authorities the next day. Yeah.
Well, that just shows you the conscience, you know, for real. That just goes back to, like, I think it was the movie The Usual Suspects. Agent Koo Young had Virgil Kent in there when he was like, you know, you arrest two people for murder, you know who the killer is by the morning. One that's up all night didn't do it. The one that went to sleep, you know, you got your man. So
exactly.
It's like, you know, I mean, that speaks volumes. You know what I mean? So that's just how I look at it.
It's Hump Day Wednesday, February 12th. February 12th. Valentine's Day on Friday, 2 days, my friends. You got probably hours to get those orders in. If you haven't already placed those orders, let me tell you something. You better do it. It's going to be a tough
caught
week. We'll have a tough week. It's Black History Month, and we're going to share some folks that you probably don't know about. That's what we're going to be big on this month, February, exposing you to people you don't know about. Got some new names, share some people that's making some real major moves in black history. Who is Michael Dunn? Who is he? Is he a murderer, or is he someone who was defending himself from a violent, dangerous, out-of-control teenager? We'll keep the conversation going. We'll be right back. TM Hama Radio Live. Who is Michael Dunn?
What's happening, family? It's your girl, Didi, your health and wellness representative here, telling you to turn up and stay down to the world's best internet talk show, TM Hyman Radio Live.
I'm allergic to the hater type. I take your wife, give her back. 9 months after that, similar to saying mama's baby, daddy maybe. When we had sex, I was in a Mercedes, and I ain't crazy. But if that's my baby, then we gonna have.
laughing ain't a little baby Mercedes. The money that I'm making, I don't see you like I'm blind. I'd rather spend money, baby, I don't spend time. My pockets on full, and so is my gas tank. And all my cars got gas in the ashtray.
I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's mine, I spend it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's mine, I spend 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 it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's mine, I spend it. It's mine, I spend it. It's mine, I spend it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it.
Photo ready, my polo out there cleaners. I'm the perfect definition of something you never seen. Maserati, Kawasaki, bought my girl a Beamer. The jewelry I got on is matching with the tequila. Patron margaritas, double for my divas. I bring all my guns to work, Gilbert Arena. Plus I'm killing features, and I'm killing shows. I should have certs in a coffin, cause I'm killing these. Fulfilling these goals, climbing up the ladder. Joey, down, you know I rep Atlanta.
Southside.
I'm riding around stunting, speaking loud in public, talking loud in public. Yeah, my entourage is bucket. Oh,
I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's mine, I spend it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it. It's mine, I spend it. It's mine, I spend it. It's mine. I spend it. It's mine. I spend it. I'm riding around. I'm getting it. It's mine. I spend it. It's mine. I spend it. It's mine. I spend it. I'm riding around. I'm getting it.
See, Mama Radio Live. You riding around. We getting it. That was 2 Chainz, and you are listening to the best at it. Mama Radio Live. It is 9:41 p.m. here on the East Coast. That makes it 6:41 p.m. on the West Coast, and everybody in the middle, figure it out.
Yeah.
Let me introduce my lady, Maraguay, Didi Westcott, out of VA. What's up, baby?
What's happening, family? What's happening? You took me back, then you, Madam Boss, you took me back to Westcott before I got married.
Yeah.
All right, now.
I'm
well, I am definitely single again.
Okay. You now. Just put that
it's
out here.
It's all good. What is happening, TM family? What's going on, everybody?
How you doing?
What's happening? What up with you?
Doing good. Doing well. Glad to join you for this hump day, health and wellness Wednesday, day before, or excuse me, 2 days before Valentine's Day. Everybody cupcaking and everything. So
again, don't get slipping.
Besides just your physical health and wellness, I am concerned about. I'm also concerned about your emotional and psychological and health and wellness. So today, since we are on 2 days Valentine watch, I decided to do my health and wellness segment about creating the perfect Valentine day. Just some little tips, some tidbits for you guys and gals out there who have special Valentines or hope to have special Valentines, whatever the case may be. Or if you're single like me, it really doesn't matter, and we're going to keep it moving. However, I will help those who do need a little bit of help. First and foremost, people, is Valentine's Day. I understand we should all treat every day of the month of the year like Valentine's Day. I know we should, but we don't. So let me help you out. Get a Valentine card, people. If you can't remember to go to the store to get a Valentine card, as much as you're on your phone and on the internet, get an e-card. It's free. You don't have to spend any money. I know you got your boo email address. Send him an e-card. Bam, there you go. Valentine's card taken care of. Bam. And matter of fact, they have where you can schedule it. You can get it right now. Schedule it to be delivered on Valentine's Day. Bam, you don't even have to remember. That's what I'm talking about. You also want to make this day, Valentine's Day, definitely make your gift a special gift. Of course, we love flowers and we love chocolate. Yes, yes, yes. We love Bath and Body. We love Victoria's Secret. All the standard good stuff is good. We're not downplaying it, minimizing it. We like it. Be creative, people. Let me throw out a couple of suggestions that you could do. One, have a massage bar. Yeah, add your own homemade gift certificates in there for a body massage. You want to throw in a foot massage, and they get their neck and shoulders rubbed, and they get their back rubbed. Have, put in a form of a coupon.
Now.
So, you know, you
yes.
massage a separate body part. Yes, you know, make it nice. You know, make that gift special. You can also surprise them with tickets to their favorite event. If you know there's a show going on, a concert or something like that, and your boo really wants to go, make that happen. Again, we all love chocolate. Of course, chocolate is like second nature for Valentine's Day. However, if you're going to do chocolate, make it a special chocolate basket. Put a spin on it. Make it, you know, give them a sexy gift basket. In there, you want to put some edibles, some liquid chocolate, because then we're going to put that on you and eat that off of you. Want to use a little bit of honey dust and some massage oil, a little bit of bladder pain, you know.
That's just fine. That's just fine. I like your, what you're thinking. I've had that chocolate experience before.
Go ahead,
like, trust me. Yeah, yeah. I like how you talk. Like your thoughts.
That's
yes.
Right, yo,
first thing, sorry.
And, you want to make it, you want to make Valentine's Day an experience. Something to remember. Again, I do believe every day should be Valentine's Day when you are, you know, when you have that love and that care for somebody. However, this particular day, you want to, you know, go all out on it a little bit more. Of course, you want to do something, you know, that's out of the norm. Besides a normal gift, you might want to, you know, take them to the beach. If you live in Florida, you can take them to the beach. If you live in Virginia, you're going to see some snow on the beach right now.
But you can go.
But you can go. You know, you might want to do, you know, if y'all normally don't cuddle up at night or spoon or something, you might just want to do that. I'm not saying go to the next step. You know, just cuddle up, spoon, have a conversation while y'all are sitting up there. Just watching TV.
Baby.
You know, hey, you might listen to something.
Hey,
watch out there. You know, or you know what? Write them a love poem or write her a love poem. It don't have to rhyme. Just put your thoughts down on paper. I'm sure they'll
love it. Now, see, I like that idea. That idea I like.
That's what I'm talking about.
Because there's not enough communication going on in the relationships here these days with the young men.
There you go,
hot
chocolate.
There
you
go.
And, again, focus on your partner. This is, like, one of the most important things besides sending the card. Focus on your partner. Just because you love Valentine's Day doesn't mean your partner does. So by taking into account his or her preferences for the holiday, you'll be making the day special in its own way. So therefore, if your loved one isn't into making the day special, then, isn't into the occasion, don't make them sit there through a candlelight dinner and listen to Barry White. This is your opportunity to show your partner that you're paying attention. Because some people don't like Valentine's. Some people like myself, I don't like flowers. If you were to give me flowers on Valentine's Day, I would think you're not paying attention to me. If you were to give me Victoria's Secret, you know, like their perfumes or body fragrance or stuff like that, I would think you're not paying attention to me because I don't like those items. So this is your opportunity, men and women, to show your partner you have been paying attention. So try thinking of some creative ways to make this day stand out from the other 365 days of the year. Again, I say everybody should have a Valentine's Day every day. But this day we're going, but on Valentine's Day, it's like times 10. Put it on steroids. Just go all out for the person. Just let them know, you know what, I love you every single day of the year, but, you know, I just want to let you know I love you extra special. Not just I just love you extra special today, I just love you extra special, and I'm going to show it today because this is a day of love. So this and I, helpful hints to create a perfect Valentine's Day. Again, I'm going to be single. Needless to say, I do want to help those who have somebody in their life. Thank you for joining us for tonight's Hump Day Health and Wellness segment. And come back and join me next Wednesday. I'm Tian Hyman. Family, real talk.
Hey,
real people.
We appreciate the tips. Those were great tips. Those were great tips. And just in case you haven't been paying attention, you better front like you have been.
You sure better.
Take it till you make it. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
I'm 48.
You show better.
See, I'm already alive.
I'm all white, man. Mr. White down here, I'm in Fox the Million. This would be the remix.
Shoulders, chest, pants, shoes. Shoulders, chest, pants, shoes. Shoulders, chest, pants, shoes. Shoulders, I pull up at the club, VIP, gas tank on E, but all drinks on me.
Wipe it out.
Fresh chicks, fresh white, tall tee, fresh NFL hats, fresh bowls with the white man out. Wanna hit me with the heat, real, recognize real, real, don't speak, white man out. Chicken laden, I've been rolling about a week, you can tell I got cake by the diamonds in my teeth, white man out.
Don't wipe me down, at least put some shoulders off. A night on my town, sheesh, you should know the cost. Please, we have to deal and pull the roaches off. 300 G's for the V's just to blow exhaust. 200 G's on my sleeve cause I'm showing off. No clouds in the stones, the EVs all going off. Ladies on the team, tell her driver spin around. Hit the block, tell her fiends, wipe the rims down. Hit the turf, tell her team, time to hit the town. Hit the club, tell her way to order me some bottles. Pep the club with a shorty for the Masalado. From the club to the telly, shorty, that's the model. The high got her on me. The ride got a horny that the rise like a she's doing freaky things while the engine go boom. Roll her, we don't need a room. No, she could go while I look up at the moon.
Cause I'm on white man, 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 cause I'm
car, dash, rims, wheels, car, dash, rims, wheels, car, dash, rims, wheels, car, dash, rims, wheels.
Wipe it out. B-O-O-S-I-E-B-A-D-A-C-C, that's me.
Wipe it out.
Red bone caramels all along, stop and stare all along, trying to steal my underwear.
Wipe it out.
I like a song like Rick Ross, got a hit called Set It Off. When I sing it, everybody set it off.
Wipe it out.
Black meat, damn on, play with me, I bust a dome. Eight rips on chrome, you can go.
Wipe it out.
Party like a rock star. Totally dude, the best wanna watch is totally rude. I beg your pardon, but the Benz is so huge. I mean, it made busy. We close the curtains like it's Moulin Rouge. Yeah, I do the honors. I strip your Prada, don't think of honor. Make it rain and call it a baby shower. Now wipe me down, cause I'm on. And yeah, I ring bells like that kid named Sean now. Yeah, I had to laugh. 2 million ringtones, had another half. Y'all boys going through the man. Now that's what the fuck I call bringing crack back.
Cause I'm on white man, 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 cause I'm on
hot drop, drop, top, top, drop, drop it like it's hot, yeah.
White man out.
You see this ice on my wrist, high glitz, soon as the light hit, you can't lie to ice.
White man out.
Purple got me smelling funky, red monkey, $500 on them, you ain't seen these yet.
White man out.
Beatin', you can hit me way around the corner, paint wet with the 24 on it, that's a bitch.
Been
nice with the pen, four pipes on the M. When y'all little dudes see me before you smile and grin, you know it ain't a game, I told you it ain't a game. LV on the buckle, YSL on the frame.
Wipe it out.
This is real talk,
yep.
Stainless steel,
yep, yep.
I'ma put the work in, but when I pass it off,
what?
Trying to cuff her, I just need a couple minutes. Red Bull and Guinness, do my thing, let her.
Wipe it out.
Then I'm finished,
uh-huh.
Kiss is a menace,
yeah.
Nah, you ain't seen these ears if I'm in them,
uh-uh.
Polo shirt, yeah, all denim.
Sickles
on my neck and hand. Better check your man.
Woo.
It's brand new, so I doubt if this could jam. Don't even ask who the best is. Yes, I am. I'm a winner. Therefore, I can't lose. Shoulders in the chest first, in the pants.
White
man
out. Chest, pants, shoes. Shoulders, chest, pants, shoes. Shoulders, chest,
life.
Pants, shoes.
Fox
shoulders, chest,
man, you
pants, shoes.
Know
white man
out.
Dash, rims, T-block.
Wheels,
who else?
Car,
Joey Crack,
dash,
tell a squad,
rims,
who
jack,
else?
Wheels,
Lil Boosie,
car,
dash, rims, wheels, car, dash, rims, wheels.
White man out.
p.m. here in Itty Bitty Plant City, and that was Lil Boosie, the Wipe Me Down remix. You are here chilling with that crew, that team. Is Hump Day Wednesday. Again, people, 2 days from Valentine's Day. Don't get caught slipping. But yes, I'm here with the team, the general himself, T.M. Hyman. I am your girl. Let's see, what am I going to call myself for Valentine's Day? What kind of chocolate, Abe?
Hey, you scarlet chocolate. Yeah.
All right, scarlet chocolate. Nice. Okay,
scarlet.
I'll go with that. Madam CeeLo Boston also as well, and, of course, Seth James. Dee Dee Willingham still hanging on along with us, our health and wellness expert that gave us some fantastic, fantastic ideas for Valentine's Day that men and women can use. So, you know, hopefully you didn't miss that. If you did, just go back and check out any part of the podcast. But tonight we're homing in on our topic, who is Michael Dunn? In the case of allegedly murdered teen Jordan Russell Davis, 17 years old, and his three friends over a dispute over the volume of music, we're trying to tie in on who exactly the man responsible for these alleged acts are. And his attorney actually portrays him as acting as any responsible firearms owner would have. Now, again, anyone who knows me knows that I'm kind of toying with being able to, you know, exercise my constitutional right and bear arms, but I have mixed feelings about it. Of course, I want to protect myself or be able to protect myself should I need to, but if I am that firearms owner, I can't see myself going that extreme to using that instead of voicing my opinion, or just like TM said, go into the establishment, get what I want, and leave, because you don't have to be there, you know? So it just, yeah.
Right.
And
well, from reports that I've read, well, first of all, Michael Dunn is facing five charges, including first-degree murder and three counts of attempted murder in the November 2012 shooting. And it did happen in Jacksonville, Florida. It was at a convenience store gas station. So it was in a public area. It wasn't, like I said, it wasn't like it was in front of someone's house or, you know what I mean, like where...
Right.
Like the man seemed too entitled for where they were. You know what I mean? So it's like he just felt more disrespected than he did. He got upset more so because he was challenged.
Right, I think so too.
Yeah, because they were saying, he said something like, you're not going to talk to me like that. You know, it's like, okay. But at what point do you say it's okay for me to grab my gun? Because the people that I know that carry weapons, you know, legally, are more apt to walk away from the situation because they
yeah.
have a weapon.
That's
yeah.
You know,
yeah,
and most of the responsible people that I know, and I, even myself, when I carry firearms, I would turn away faster because that could be used
exactly.
if it escalated. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so
yeah.
you have to use your better judgment. I mean, yeah. yes, teenagers can be disrespectful and come out of their mouth sideways.
They're teenagers. Yeah. That's what they're going to do.
Exactly. Didn't say it's right, but it doesn't warrant gunshots. It doesn't warrant
it,
10
doesn't.
Shots in the vehicle of teenagers. It just doesn't
Absolutely
warrant
not.
It. And, you
Absolutely
know, not. The regular white people I know would have just called the police.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they're just calling the police. I'm going to call the police on you. I'm going to write down your license plate number. Not Mr. Dunn. Mr. Dunn said, you're not going to make it out this parking lot alive.
Wow.
You know,
and
so
I,
it's,
yeah.
you have to look at it, too, as if it was your child. And take away the race of it, because the thing is, music is not a race thing. Music, I have seen different groups, ethnic groups, play loud music at teenage years, you know, so it's not a race thing there, music-wise, but in that particular situation, it was race-wise.
Because look, I say it like this. I say like this, I'm 35. I still play my music loud if I'm in the right place. You know what I'm saying? If I feel like it. That's what I got. That's why I got the bump in my trunk for. So everybody
right,
can
right.
enjoy my
yep.
sound. Because I got good sound. It ain't no distorted, muffled stuff. I got good sound. So when I feel like it, I'm turning my radio up.
I don't even have all that music in my car, but when I feel the need to feel the bump a little bit harder, I turn my music up too. Like, it's just a natural reaction, really, of a music lover, so to speak.
Yeah,
I need
that's
to,
all
that's
it.
What I think. Yeah.
For sure. I don't think that it should have, you know, resulted in gunshots. But, okay, so talking about Mr. Dunn, Mr. Dunn is 47 years old. He is engaged, rather, to a young lady. And as part of the story, him and his fiance were on their way, and their seven-month-old dog, I mean puppy, excuse me, were on their way to Mr. Dunn's son's wedding. That's what they were in town for. And it still blows me, though. Why would you go back to the hotel after you just shot into a car if you felt like your life was in danger? Like, why wasn't the girlfriend calling the police? Like, how did that whole situation even leave that area? You know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, nobody else was out there. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody else called the police.
Bottom line, there was other ways to handle us at the end of the day.
Right.
There were several.
Anyway, the man said Mr. Dunn said his rear view mirror was shaking and his eardrums were vibrating. And
well, he had some banging. He had a good system in his joint. What you want him to do?
Right. Oh, and not to mention the menacing expressions that he was getting from the young men as well.
Menacing expressions.
Yes, I want to know what that is, because I look like that all the time.
Well, listen, we're going to pause for the call. It's 10 o'clock here in Florida. Hey, they call it the Sunshine State. It's 10 o'clock in New York City, 10:01 now. It's 7:01 in Los Angeles, California. CeeLo is going to look up the word menacing. When we come back, she's going to tell us what it means, and we'll keep the conversation going. Hump Day Wednesday, Tia Bono Radio.
What's up, everybody? This is your girl, Hot Chocolate, and I am a part of the best team in internet radio. We are Real Talk, Real People, Real Times, TM Hyman Radio.
It's down out of pollution, you don't even know. Just have me in a car, you don't even know. I came up from bottom, you don't even know. And I'm all right with me, you don't even know. Got good with me right now, you don't even know. This $1 million watch, you don't even know. Got $1 million quick, you don't even know.
Hey, that monster truck, bitch, call us, oh, so big, can't even talk. Don't like snakes, keep my grad cut so low, can't even more.
No.
Tip done, period, look high, glow, no, we don't do more.
No.
Ain't PJ, no rosé for me, so I don't even pour it.
No.
Bets on Tom Ford, button down Michael Kors.
Yeah.
Always on like the refrigerator, unplugged in New York.
You know it.
AP and that P-Gate with a bright lean when I'm bored. Got a mouthpiece and a 41 millimeter, you ain't even know it. Keep the 45 in my pocket, I ain't gon' show it. Till I have to pop it, then you gon' know it. Damn, who shot you, they don't even know it. Hawks gang, pick up
Floyd.
CVC, front row it. Rocko the Dunn, CEO it. Ain't got a rapper, you know it.
It's down on the pair of shoes, you don't even know it. It's down on the pier, you don't even know. Just have me in a car, you don't even know. I came up from bottom, you don't even know. And I'm all right with me, you don't even know. Got good with me right now, you don't even know. This $1 million watch, you don't even know. Got $1 million quick, you don't even know.
Hey, listen, you need that re-rock, you ain't even know. I die over these Reeboks, you ain't even know it. Put me in the light, I'm a champagne, she ain't even know it. I took her home and I enjoyed that, she ain't even know it. Got 100 acres I live on, you ain't even know it. Got 100 rounds in this AR, you ain't even know it. Got a bad shit that I play with on cloud 9 in my spaceship. Zoned out with these stay fresh from zone 1 through zone 6. Bricks all in my blood. Birds all in my dreams, boats all in my yard. Lemon pepper my wings, I'm about to get you open, get whack. You ain't even know, your man about to turn his back. You ain't even know.
It's down on the pair of shoes, you don't even know. It's down on the pair of shoes, you don't even know. Just have me in a car, you don't even know.
I came up from bottom, you don't need nothing. And I'm all right with me, you don't need nothing. Got good with me right now, you don't need nothing. This $1 million watch, you don't need nothing. Got $1 million quick, you don't need nothing. You turned up every day, you don't need nothing. Got your jeans with me right now, you don't need nothing. We turn up in the club, you don't need nothing. Got a 100 bottles coming, you don't need nothing. We came up from that, you don't even know it. Drive a $500,000 car, you don't even know it. It's down all the best shows, you don't even know it. Got some shit, big no English, you don't even know it. It's down all the best shows, you don't even know it. It's down all the best shows, you don't even know it. Just $500,000 car, you don't need nothing. I came up from the bottom, you don't need nothing. And I'm all right with me, you don't need nothing. Got good with me right now, you don't need nothing. This $1 million watch, you don't need nothing. Got $1 million quick, you don't need nothing. Hey.
It's 10:05 p.m. You ain't even know it. This is CM Harmon Radio Live. Welcome back. Bring it back.
That was funny.
Thank you. And I am Madam Boston, coming back with the definition for menacing, which is the verb. To utter or direct a threat against or to threaten, to serve as a probable threat. And then also another definition is an extremely annoying person. Or a person whose actions, attitudes, or ideas are considered dangerous or harmful. And that's from dictionaryreference.com.
So yeah. did the loud music make Jordan Davis harmful or threatening to Michael Dunn? Is that the perspective?
No, actually, they're saying that the expressions that the young men in the SUV had menacing expressions, and that the situation quickly escalated into, you know, them cursing at each other and so forth, and that he thought what he saw was 4 inches of a barrel pointing at him, believed to be a shotgun. And so,
he was high.
You know, he said, you're not going to talk to me like that, and got his gun and started shooting at the SUV full of young men.
Hello? Did they get his blood? Did they get his blood after that?
I'm sorry, did they do what?
I was like, did they take a blood sample after that or anything to see if he had any toxins in his system? But I forgot he went to the hotel and then ordered Domino's and he left and went to sleep. That's right, I forgot.
Right, because keep in mind, they had gone to the convenience store to get wine and chips or whatever, and then went back to the hotel and ordered pizza after the shooting.
Hello?
Yes.
I got a question.
Okay.
My question is, didn't he have to go back to his car to get the gun?
He was at the car apparently. That he had pulled up
because he told the police that he wasn't sure if it was a double barrel or a stick that he saw. So if he wasn't sure what it was, even if he thought it was a double barrel shotgun, he had to go back to his car to get the gun. Why didn't he just get in the car and go away?
Right. Which would make sense. But, again, I think it was ego-driven at that point, you know, because he also had testified that the young men had, they were calling, you know, racial slurs of whatever they call white people in the South, is what the man said. They didn't say exactly what that racial slur was. I'm assuming it was probably honky or something like that.
No, I think he said cracker. I think he said he heard the word cracker come up.
It's possible. I mean, but, yeah, that's not even, like, for real. How is, yeah, I don't know. The thing is that the young men that while the, the man was trying to say that when the SUV pulled off, you know, to get away from the shots, from the shooting, that there was 3 minutes in between, you know, them fleeing the scene, and that the detectives never, you know, checked the area where the young men were. But it's like they had to, because they had to get the bodies out of the car. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't know. We're going to see how this all turns out, though. Definitely. Because we can
not
only,
a good track record for you guys in the state. Just saying that.
Already acknowledged. Already acknowledged.
ain't a good track record, man.
It's a little right. sad.
Right. And they said there was no witnesses, though, that said there were no witnesses that said any of the four teenagers had a weapon either. You know, and it, you know. And the thing is that the man could have shot all four of those children. Luckily,
probably tried to. So he probably tried to. It's real.
Exactly.
Well, we know.
So, you know, that's why he's facing life in prison. You know, if he is, because, yeah, like I said, the five charges, the first-degree murder and then the counts of attempted murder, those are the heaviest charges.
So is this going to be a ploy? Is this going to be a ploy to use the stand-your-ground rule again?
Well, he was trying.
Is that the angle that he's taken? Is that the angle that he's taken?
That's the angle he's attempting to take.
He's trying to. Yeah.
Yeah.
This
is
love, though. I think he's going to be made an example of.
I hope so, because if not, I don't have the song on here. But next, I play. I'm about to start a ride. About to start a ride.
Okay.
About to start a ride. Lot of going bird, son.
For those people who don't know what the Stand Your Ground law does, it allows the defense to seek a special hearing to receive immunity from a prosecution before the trial. So he could have chose to go that route, but didn't, because he's trying to say that he acted in self-defense and he thought that there was a weapon in the car. So there's just a downside to that is, at what point could he really have said his life felt threatened? Because none of the boys got out of the car. No one lunged toward them. He was outside of his own car. So, like, how does that work?
Sounds like I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you.
Yeah,
you're
going to
learn today. You're going to learn today.
But our
condolences go out to the family.
Absolutely, the entire Russell family.
Yes, because it's sad. The Jordan family, even the young men, you know, who did not die, but they survived the ordeal. So, you know, hopefully, because they're going to be scarred from this too.
Yeah,
you know?
Absolutely.
I mean, it created more than just, you know, one victim. These boys have to live with that.
It's always difficult to put somebody to lay somebody to rest. Time goes by, and then it comes up all of a sudden all over again.
Right.
Never good. Never good.
I don't know, but all we can do, we can just pray for the best, you know, and hope that justice does, you know, prevail.
So you think they're going wild out there if it goes down on some Trayvon Zimmerman-type judgment?
Yeah,
you think they got someone to do that out here?
I don't know. I fully expected it at the Trayvon.
No, I did too. When I saw how the case turned, I forgot what witness it was when the case turned. I think it was when the chick went up there, and they just kind of made her look like a degenerate, in so many words, and it just really messed up. They turned the tide. Once they had an opening, there was no turning back from that. But if this thing stays airtight the way it is, it's his word against theirs, and it's like, yo, all the signs point to you just acting out of anger and aggression towards these kids. And it still ends up on some Trayvon, you know, acquittal type thing. You know, I'm wondering if they're going to turn it up. I forgot we're not using that word no more this year. I'm wondering if they're going to really just, like, go in. I apologize for the last few times I used it. Yeah. But, I wonder if they're really going to go in, because, I mean, who's to say if the cops are going to be on that same tip? I'm standing my ground. I felt threatened because I saw miles of people, and I just started banging. And then that, you know, one goes down, two goes down, you know, and here it goes. And it's a riot, or in this full-blown war out there, you know? So how is that really going to play out? That's a fine line to walk, if you think about it.
Yeah, it really is.
Because, well, I mean, it's got to be prepared, I guess. I don't know. Tool up, son.
I hope not.
Sorry, I'm done. I'm done.
He had an outburst real quick.
Yeah, I hope
that it doesn't turn out like it did with the whole, like, with the Trayvon Martin case, because that, I mean, yeah, that hurts. I mean, but the mothers are, you know, stepping forward, trying to make changes in the community. And, you know, I mean, that's what we have to take care and educate. And I don't think that we should have to keep having these conversations with our young black males about, you know, having to be extra careful about being black, being outside, being with their friends. You know what I mean? If you see 4 or 5 white kids, that's a club. But you see 4 or 5 black children, boys, that's a gang. They're thugs. I mean, you know,
it's real, man.
It's real, but it's old right now.
I mean,
like,
it's old to us. It's old to us. You got to remember whose opinion that is. That's our opinion because we're used to this our life.
Right. You're absolutely right.
You know what I'm saying? For some of the people that don't have to go through this on a daily basis, it's not old to them. It's some people, it's brand new light that they're being exposed to. Some people don't even know this goes on, you know what I'm saying, on a day-to-day basis. I share stories with people, with colleagues, former colleagues that I have, of the type of treatment that I got growing up just because I was young and black, and especially in the 90s when the black community really made a voice for itself any way they wanted to.
Yeah.
It was rough. You know what I'm saying? It was rough to have to deal with the scrutiny and the ostracizing because of what I look like, because how I dress, because of the music I listen to. You know what I'm saying? So it's old to us.
Hey, if we had Fight the Power, we'd play it. But we don't have
absolutely.
We'll be right back. TMI Radio.
Yo, what's that dude say, James? When I'm not doing push-ups and shots, I'm giving out free pap smears in the back in between sets on TM Hyman Radio Live. This is the station where you get it all in one stop. Get at us, TM Hyman Radio. We here to stay.
Strange fruit hanging from the poplar trees. Blood on the leaves.
I just need to clear my mind now. It's been racing since the summertime.
Please.
Now I'm holding down the summer now.
Please.
And all I want is what I can't buy now. Cause I ain't got the money on me right now. And I told you to wait.
Please.
Yeah, I told you to wait.
Please.
So I'ma need a little more time now. Cause I ain't got the money on me right now. And I thought you could wait.
Please.
Yeah, I thought you could wait.
Please.
These surrounding me,
everybody,
oh, want something now, me. Then they talk about me, would be lost without me. We could have been somebody, thought you'd be different about it. Now I know you're not it, so let's get on with it. We could have been somebody, said you had to tell somebody. Let's take it back to the first party, when you tried your first smile. It came out of your body, it came out of your body. Running alive, and you were screaming that you love me. Before the limelight tore ya, before the limelight tore ya. Remember we were so young, when I would hold ya.
From the poplar trees, from the
poplar trees. You could have been somebody. We could have been somebody. Was it on the first party when we tried our first Molly? It came out of our body.
cause I'm down with my mother, cause I'm down with my mother, cause I'm down with my all my second strip, try and get a baby, try and get a baby. Now you talking crazy. I don't give a damn if you used to talk to Jay-Z. He ain't with you if Beyonce need to stop acting lazy. He Instagram herself like bad alert. He Instagram his watch like mad rich alert. He only wanna see that ass in reverse. $2,000 bag with no cash in your purse. Now you sitting courtside, wifey on the other side. Gotta keep them separated, I call that apartheid. Then she said she pregnantated, that's the night your heart died. Then you gotta go into your girl and report that. Main reason cause your pastor said you can't afford that. Now your driver say that new Benz, you can't afford that. All that pain on the table, you can't sort that. That going to that, all that money that the court got. On and on the alimony, yeah, yeah, she got your homie, yeah. Till death, but do your part, unholy matrimony.
Black bodies winging in the summer breeze.
Can't play no games with these.
him, I play no game with these. Get a ticket, a show. Bad followers, like it's a brick at the show. VIP jumping, Broly be matching. No, we so don't even ask him. I play no games at the bar. All I see is the rock. Three bottles of Diddy, three of in the car. No love with these pretty niggas. We partying every day, it's a party. So every day we like.
Jump on it, 727 out in San Diego, California. I was about to say Diego. Like, who hangs out with Diego? Who is that?
Dora.
Dora.
You even got no kids. Diego. San Diego. It's 1027 in Miami, Florida. What's going on, everybody? Hey, tonight we're talking about the case with Jordan Russell Davis, born 1995, died 2012, a very short life, gunned down by Michael Dunn. Who is Michael Dunn has been the conversation tonight. But we flipped into adult conversation, so we're going to pause and bring on my dude, Say James, who's going to abruptly kick open the door with some adult conversation tonight. Say, what up, brother?
What's up, man? Don't set me up like that. I ain't going to kick it open. I'm just going to kind of shift the tide somewhat. But I want to bring this question to the front because it was a question that I saw on a social media site early this week, and it raised a good question. Now, the question was asked, what do you prefer? I think he was directing it towards the male population, more or less, but we have both genders chime in. The question was posed, would you rather have a gay son or a smut for a daughter? Okay, now I'll use the term smut, or I guess you could say slutty or slut actions with her to try to not, I'm trying to be as sensitive as possible to the situation because some may have dealt with that situation in their life. May be dealing with it right now. I don't know, as a listener. But the question comes to mind, you know, what would basically be the lesser of the two evils? Now, like I said, I want to use this word, the definition of the promiscuity that the woman exhibits. You know, this is kind of, I want to be as harsh as I can with it to kind of drive it home, like I said, for the male population. And also, I guess the female population would take it differently. But the question remains. And if it's open to anybody to jump right in. So terminologies aside, lesser of the two evils.
The gay son and the slut daughter.
As a man, I'd like to know how you feel about it.
Well, for me, I don't have children. So at the end of the day, I know for a fact that parents have a certain affinity towards their children. And so I don't think I can necessarily speak from a parental perspective, but I would just, one, hope that I won't like to put myself in a situation. So if I was a slut, I would still want my mama and daddy to love me. And if I was gay, I would hope my mom and daddy still love me. And I would want to treat my children accordingly. However, comma, to answer the question, oh, man, I'm going to tell you, based on what I know about fathers and their daughters, you just don't want to deal with that with your daughter. But at the same time, I mean, you don't want to see that either with your son. And so, whoo, man.
It's tough. It's tough.
I'm almost ready to say I would take my gay son over a slut daughter because I don't want to deal with the slut daughter. Now, I don't know how I would respond or deal with it, but I wouldn't want to deal with a promiscuous daughter and all that comes along with the stigma as a man with my daughter.
Now, Matt, also I need to preface, before anybody else responds, I need to preface my statements or the following statements, because I should have prefaced it prior to me speaking, is that I have absolutely nothing, you know, I have no judgment against anybody who chooses the lifestyle that they lead whatsoever. And this goes to anybody who, you know, who's listening to it that may, you know, that may fall under that whatever category you choose her life up to be under. Have no judgment, casting no judgment towards anybody. Do what you do. That's your business. I'm just asking the question based on a certain perspective. And that's all. So I just want to put that out there ahead of time. No judgment is being cast on anybody's activity that they do at their leisure.
I think either one of those are tough, bro, for parents. And again, that's why I say I hope that, one, you would just love your kids.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'm saying granted all of that's in place. Granted all that's in place. Granted all that. I'm not saying that you treat anybody different, that you, you know, disown them because of their behaviors and everything. I'm just saying granted all that is in place.
Yeah,
A or B.
I wouldn't personally want to deal with. See, to me, with the promiscuous daughter, you got the aftermath of promiscuity that you don't
absolutely
have to deal with the dude. And so I might take the issues that's coming along, and I don't really know how we're gonna work it out. But I love you as my son. We're gonna work it out. But I don't want all the damn babies that come along with promiscuity.
I'm gonna have to go with door number two, Alex. I go for the homosexual or gay son any day.
Yeah, I agree on that.
But why?
For the same reason you mentioned, TM, the whole, and then it hits home extra for me, one, because I got young pregnant, and two, just because I'm a female and I've seen the aftermath of, you know, promiscuity in the form, not with myself, but in the form of multiple children with, you know, different men by, you know, a very young age, and just the distance and the gap of really being able, or those mothers being able to relate to those kids, you know. So having to be a parent and deal with that, times the kids, times the baby daddies, times any other issues that come with that whole package, yeah. No, I'll take the son, please.
Yeah, I mean, I know cats with, I mean, when I say cats, I'm talking about females. I know females with, like, you know, 4, 5, 6, 7 kids with,
mm-hmm,
like, 3, 4, 5 different dudes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, dude, as a father, that would break my heart, man.
Absolutely.
I mean, I think either one of them come with, you know, their own set of problems, just for the simple fact that they, in the case of the homosexual son, he has to deal with identity issues as far as, you know, society outside of the gay community accepting him, and, you know, and working with, you know, working through that.
But I think you're living in a society that has made it easier for people to deal with it, though. You know,
yeah,
so
in
I'm
certain
thinking,
areas.
Yeah.
I don't think that it's still,
even though, yes, it is more accepted than it was, you know, years ago, there is still stigma around it. Gay people
not
still get you know, get attacked for their preference, you know. So, yeah, I think that both of those instances come with recourse, you know, as harmful and otherwise. And I think that as a parent, you would just have to love them either way. But,
I'm
yeah,
pray
I
for them both.
Yeah, well, yeah, pray for them both, you know. But
you'll have to.
Yeah, but, because you won't be able to pray. I think only one you could probably pray out of it is the smut.
Can I ask this question? Then we'll come. Maybe on the other side of this question, we'll get some answers, and then we got to hear from Saint James and who he would actually prefer, you know, the son or the daughter. But how many of the ladies wouldn't really want to deal with the smut daughter because you were a smut daughter yourself? Hey, we want to hear from the ladies,
okay,
who really know what it's like to have to deal with it.
Cringing
over the fact of they might have to deal with it, or some are dealing with it because they might have daughters. Listen, this is real talk. We're real people. This is real times. Hey, Hump Day Wednesday, we'll be back.
I'm going to pluck you when you have
one.
Let's get it nice like this on my night like this. Sword in my hand, I fight like this. And I'm more than a man, I'm a god. Bitch, touche on guard. Two-pay trap and a two-tits pop out of that tank top and bra. And when I say do, 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 that BK does.
She wants some more of this, I give her more of this. I owe this. In fact, I know she missed the way I floored this. I'm focused, I know my Houston partners drop a four of this. I'm focused, I slow it down, down.
Alright, let me blow this bitch up famous. I blame this on you. Cash in the mirror, hang, get my penthouse roof. Skyline the clearest, watch it, your optics. Popping out, you look the weirdest. Pop my top on the 105, with no power steering. Ah,
oh, oh, luxury. Chitty ching ching, could buy anything, cop that. Oh, oh, collard greens, 3 degrees low, make it hot for me, drop that. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah, with king to stop this, yeah, yeah, with, hey, oh, 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 damn, with, yeah, this, yeah, this, yeah, damn, with,
bummy nigga famous.
function on fire. Burn the roof off this month of sight. Water's calling. Go crazy like no other. Steady blowing. Pass the to my mama runs in the family. But fuck, keep a nigga fiending. Faded, faded, faded ride. Shot glass, super size. She gon' get some dick tonight. Meet me at the W and no, it's not the west side. Stick it up your south side. Baller, futuristic, groovy gangster with an attitude. What did make a year? I spend that on my daughter's shoes. Been drinking, all the college students loving you. We gon' turn it out into the neighbors wanna party too.
Luxury, chitty ching ching, could buy anything. Cop that, oh oh. Collard greens, 3 degrees low, make it hot for me. Drop that, oh oh.
Hyman Radio Live is 10:42, and we was just listening to some collard greens. I took a side of macaroni and cheese and some cameos with that, please. Thank you.
Yes, yes. Make sure I got some cornbread, too. Yeah.
Oh, girl,
they got two plates.
But we're going to bring it back. We were talking about, adult conversation with Sage, and we were talking about, would you prefer to have a smut daughter or a gay son? And, I think I would have to choose. You know what? I don't know. I don't even know if I could choose. I've been sitting here contemplating. I'm not sure. I mean, I don't want either or. However, if I had to choose one, I'm just really not. I don't know. You know,
one.
I could deal with either one. I can't choose.
No,
I could deal with either
not,
one.
It's not working. Not working.
I'm so serious. If my daughter was a slut. Some serious prayer. My mama is a prayer warrior. I go get her grandmama and we get to praying that smut up out of her. And if my son was gay,
right.
Trust and believe, we pray some Jesus up in there and we just change that and we plead the blood over that. But, you know, I mean, I would love them just the same. You know, they just like CeeLo said, Madam Boston said, they all come, both of them come with their issues, their downsides. But, I guess if you're making me, if you're putting me in the corner and forcing me to choose, I'm going to choose the gay son. That's what I'm going to choose the gay son. Because from what I've known and from my own experiences, I'm not talking about me, I'm just talking about experiences in my life, my travels, people I've come in contact with. Sometimes with the smut daughter, sometimes she really got to hit rock bottom before she really realizes, I'm disrespecting myself, I need to pull it together. And so, you know, I don't want to see my daughter have to hit rock bottom in order for her to pull her, you know, get her stuff together. So I'm going to go with the gay son. What you think, Sage?
I'll have to be the lonely cry in the wilderness. I'll take the smut daughter any day.
Oh. Wow, really?
Any day, yeah. That's just me. I mean, it's like I said, again, it's nothing against what people want to, you know, how they choose to lead their life, nothing against them. You know, I could buy work with you, you know, play sports with you too, you know, on the court, baseball, you know, whatever. You know, but I just don't believe in it. I just don't believe in it. You know, at least she's doing what the body was made to do. She's doing at a higher rate than most people are, but it's a natural act.
So you focus on. And so I'm just trying to make sure we balance it out, just to balance the conversation out. So with your daughter, we don't uphold the scripture that relates to
of the
her body
virtuous
being
woman.
Temple, her,
yeah.
her body
that.
Being a temple, and her being virtuous. But at the end
that.
Of the day, I mean, the abomination is more of a focus with the son. I'm thinking it's all sin, And at the end of the day, they got to
I'm not saying one is greater than the other. I'm not saying one is greater than the other. You sin, you know, you sin small, you sin big, sin is a sin. I'm not saying one's greater than the other. All I'm saying is...
You said she was using her body. You said at least she was using her body. I'm like, for real?
No, not like that. I said it's being used. I said it's being used in its natural, right, in its natural purpose. You know what I'm saying? Not to say that she's there to have sex or whatever, but the act of coitus that's being done is a natural act.
The natural sex act.
Right. It's natural.
Got it.
So, I mean, yeah, it may be at a higher rate, a higher frequency, in more places, may on tape. Who knows what the situation is?
Right.
I can live with that. I can live with that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And like I said, and it's just, I can't speak on hypotheticals because I have both a son and a daughter.
Right.
So that's why it was such a, you know, it was a tough, not say it was a tough decision to make, but I know how I feel as a man,
right,
as a heterosexual male, as a
right
man that's been raised to be a man. You understand what I'm saying? And like I said, there's nothing against, you know, like I said, whoever chooses to choose their own path and how they live their life. You ask me a question, I'm giving you my answer. I'm giving you my preference. Casting no judgment, we need to remove all emotion out of the response. There's no emotion. It's just my preference. It's my prerogative to choose how I want to believe.
Well,
I'm thinking
that's how everybody's responded, though. I mean, everyone has responded,
but
in the same fashion. So I mean, I'm not saying
it to you all. I'm saying it to those out there that still may be offended by what I say. You understand what I'm saying? Because there is a large following. There is a new community of the gay rights activists and so on and so forth. And if you start slandering their lifestyle, they'll come after you.
Right.
Well, I haven't heard slander. I've heard.
No, I haven't either. I haven't used slander in my tone or in my dialogue. What I'm saying is, it can be spun. Things can be
right
spun. This is internet radio. We don't know who's listening. We're up to 80-some thousand people that listen.
Well, folks,
I don't know if the censor that you know what I'm saying.
Definitely listening.
So, you know, and that's what I'm saying. I'm just trying to make sure that I'm being fair to all sides. I'm removing emotion from my decision. I'm just making it based on my opinion and my belief system and my value system. And that's all it is.
Well,
I will take the daughter that's promiscuous.
This topic is an interesting one. I mean, this topic is an interesting one. I would really I don't think you would get people to really respond honestly to this topic publicly. I don't think people will honestly respond because it would have you to, unfortunately, respond in a way that you can't be politically correct responding to this particular question. I think it really comes down to, again, perspective. I think for me, I'm positive, and I led, you know, with my response. I'm positive. I can't really respond accordingly because I don't have children, and your love for your children is something that's unexplainable. And I know that because I have nieces and nephews, and I have people, kids that I take care of, but I know how parents are with their children, those that love their children. So, you know, say if you have a boy and a girl, so you had to really think about that for what it is. But I think at the end of the day, you will find that some people are going to respond because they're supposed to respond a certain way.
Right.
But at the end of the day, you know, if you really look at it, I don't think people are going to respond in a way that's popular if they really think about it. Because you got to be honest, too. Not try to live up to no macho bullshit at the end of the day that really, you know, don't help you to be successful.
Right.
You got to really be honest and respond according to really what you think is right. And so I don't, perhaps I would have kids and think differently. I'm just thinking for me, what makes sense is I don't want to have to deal with all them babies in the aftermath of
private bigots.
But I also realize when you talk about, you know, natural acts, there are consequences, you know. And so, again, they both had issues, like you said. I think it was a thought-provoking question, and that's one thing we do on this program is we stimulate. We're going to pause for the calls, come right back. It's 10:50. TM Hama Radio.
La música de Harry Styles.
White leather to the knee, we in the traffic. Left-handed switching speeds, I'm in the cockpit. Straight from flushing, man, we known for using chopsticks. Problems getting dealt with, never pop shit. Hit you with the drop kick, Marty Jannetty. No, I hit you with the drop kick, Marty Jannetty. No, I hit you with the drop kick, Marty Jannetty. No, I hit you with that drop kick, Marty Jannetty. Rock the strong camp, kamikaze, burning cheese, Saganaki, Greek shit, whole team sick. Whole bitches from Cleveland on my dick because I rap. Fuck it, make it clap, throw the money in the air, then pick it up, I'll take that back, bitch. Hold me down, homie, throw me phony pounds. This $10 like some crispy garlic, golden brown addicted, but ain't nothing prescripted. Baby clams from my talk, mix it up with the linguistics. Bitch, I'm high. White leather to the knee, we in the traffic. Left-handed switching speeds, I'm in the cockpit. Straight from flushing, man, we known for using chopsticks. Problems getting dealt with, never pop shit. Hit you with the drop kick, Marty Jannetty. No, I hit you with the drop kick, Marty Jannetty. No, I hit you with the drop kick, Marty Jannetty. No, I hit you with that drop kick, Marty Jannetty.
No, I hit you with that hot shit. Straight up off the block, roll up hot shit. Niggas just don't wanna go to school. Act like they are, but they not sick. Money all up in my pocket. Putting diamonds in everything. See me out, I look rich as fuck. Clothes smelling like Mary Jane. Five coats up in an airplane. Say these guys close, but these guys local. When they see me, they non-vocal. High as fuck, I need bifocals. Push got me moving slow-mo. Bacon eggs in my dojo. Get some G's in there, need some weed, I'm there. All these cars I own, ain't no keys in there. Seven young niggas out. Rolling weed out of ounce. Now I got a bigger crib. Rapping what I'm living about. My hair long, my weed strong, so they staring. My weed strong, my money long, I ain't caring.
White leather to the knee, we in the traffic. Left-handed switching speeds, I'm in the cockpit. Straight from flushing, man, we known for using chopsticks. Problems getting dealt with, never pop shit. Hit you with the drop kick, Marty Jannetty. No, I hit you with the drop kick, Marty Jannetty. No, I hit you with the drop kick, Marty Jannetty. No, I hit you with that drop kick, Marty Jannetty.
TM Hama Radio Live, it is 10:54 p.m. and we are back, that crew, that team. We got a few more minutes. If you want to weigh in, it's 917-889-3926. And again, our topic tonight has been regarding who is Michael Dunn, the accused shooter in the case with Jordan Russell, a 17-year-old who was gunned down behind the volume of his music. And
Jordan
I want to shout out Faith James, Jordan Russell Davis. I apologize. Jordan Russell Davis is the young man's name. I just wanted to shout Faith out for giving us that music that all of us would definitely want to ride at high decibels. And, you know, we are music lovers here on TM Hama Radio. So he fed the soul tonight.
Right.
Definitely. Definitely.
Thank you.
You're so
trying to
If you missed any part of the show, definitely go back and check out the podcast. It was a very, very intelligent conversation filled, thought-provoking 2 hours that you missed. And you can go back and check that out in about 5 minutes.
The latter part of the second hour, quite interesting. I don't think people will be honest. But ask yourself and then answer yourself. You know, I mean, you know, and then just know that at the end of the day, I hope you love, you know, all your kids regardless. You know, that's the problem. Not enough kids feel enough love, which increases their identity issues.
Right.
Which drives promiscuity or increased identity issues. You know, so, again, we do this to stimulate awareness and to drive just that, you to think about what you're doing so that you can make better decisions. When you know better, you do better. And that's how we operate up in here. Hey, the crew. Dee Dee, how much snow is outside the cribbo?
Well, right now the snow is gone. We had, I know outside my house, I know I had like almost an inch of snow. That was around 7 o'clock. Then the rain came in, so we getting rain for the rest of the night. We
had rain
snow
trouble
eating.
What?
No doubt.
You said
Wayne,
right?
Yeah, we got
Wayne
right now.
Don't be back. What's your contract?
You know what I'm talking about.
Wayne. Yeah, Wayne's out here.
I'm going to leave Dee Dee alone.
It's
your contract.
I'm country all day, and I'm proud of who I am. That's what y'all need to know. I am proud.
And CeeLo, you have how much snow?
Listen, I'm telling you, the ice is hitting the window. It sounds like somebody throwing popcorn at the window.
Ooh.
The unpopcorn. Right. Right, like somebody is like trying to get my attention. Yeah, like 15 people off. Yeah.
They call it Shireen.
Say, how much snow you got?
I don't know, man. I probably got a little bit more than what Dee Dee got because it's going to drop like at least no less than like 6 to 8 inches out here, yo. So it's, I don't know. I really don't care.
Shout out to Atlanta, Georgia, and all those people that don't have power right now. That's the crazy thing with the ice.
Yeah, I can't even listen to it.
Yeah, for real. It's too cold.
If you don't have any lights, go grab your kids a box of crayons. Each crayon burns for 30 minutes.
What?
So listen to that.
Hey, somebody got their lights turned off before.
No, I saw it on a Facebook tip. Thank you very much.
Whatever, sir. Hey. Came home with like, damn, get the 64 box, bro. Get that 64
off
box.
The chain tonight. Wow.
Hey, take us home. We up out of here. We back on Friday at the same time.
Whatever y'all do, do it well. And don't listen to that mess. That's crazy.
Please don't listen to that.
Whatever, yo. Hey, I just got certified as a personal trainer through National Academy of Sports Medicine. So y'all trying to get healthy and look like me, holler at your boy. Follow me on Twitter, please.
Please follow him. You want to say something real quick, Dee Dee?
If you need a massage therapist after you get with that personal trainer, save James, holler at your girl, Dee Dee.
I got something you can massage, girl. Uh-oh.
We are that cool, that team. T.M. Hyman, I am your girl, Hot Chocolate. Madam Save James, CeeLo Boston, Dee Dee Willingham, Nokia, and Deanne Toya. We are T.M. Hyman Radio. We'll see you on Friday.
It gets more tense when you massage it, though. It's not just the opposite effect.
Wow.
Don't be caught slipping, body Valentine's Day.